see it tonight. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing, the stars around, and I'd really love to see it tonight.
KHJ keeps the cash coming. Just listen, that's How to Win Very Soon. Southland weather, fair skies, a high of near 90 today, another nice one. And for the weekend, some coastal fog otherwise clear with highs in the mid-80s. It's 67 downtown, in the valley 69, 62 in Orange County. Here in Hollywood, 65 degrees.
This girl walked up to me the other day, looked at me very seriously, and said,
I want a seat in black and white.
Now, wait a minute. That's what I said a few weeks ago. What's your name?
Laura Abernathy.
Laura, hi. I'm Tom Campbell. We're at Cal Stereo. But I got a surprise for you.
What's that?
You're going to see it in black and white because one of our customers brought in an L.A. Times. In fact, here it is, 9/26/76. The date, what's the page?
Page 13.
You got it in your hand, right?
That's right.
Who's that?
Federated Group Shows.
No, we're not Federated. No way. But we're Cal Stereo, and we're going to talk about these guys at Federated, right?
That's right.
Because look at the ad. The Marantz 4400. What's their price in the paper?
$888.
How does Cal Stereo's price check?
It's substantially less.
But look at this. TAC A170 for $179. Is that what their ad says in the paper?
That's what it says.
What's the Cal Stereo price tag?
$169.60.
See the difference?
That's fine.
But there's still more. Look at this, honey. The TAC A2300S. Now, Federated in this ad, what's their price?
$429.
What's the Cal Stereo price tag right here?
$397. That's fantastic.
That's right. Cal Stereo, Bellflower, Canoga Park, Garden Grove, Thorns, West Covita, West LA, San Bernardino, North Hollywood. Cal Stereo.
HJ. I know Charlie Van Dyke's on his way here to the station, ready to collect his hickey. Doesn't he know I'm not like that? Get out there and face all that traffic and everything. Why don't you just give me a call and reserve a song with me? LA, you can call at 520-1976. Orange County, 635-0510.
Can you hear the drums from Endo? Smile for me.
H.J.
Don't know what's happened to me since I met you.
Source of concert news, just call the KHJ Concert Connection, 520-9393.
She's leaving.
herself a strong one and stares out at the stars up in the sky. Another night, it's gonna be a long one. She draws a shade and hangs her head to cry. My, oh my, you sure know how to arrange things. You set it up so well, so carefully.
Seems only appropriate that the eyes should have it, even if they are lion eyes. Shauna with the Eagles at 24 before Charlie at 6 and somebody on the telephone.
KHJ.
This is KHJ.
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. Did I make it in time?
For what?
For the prize you're giving away.
Well, I'm not giving away a prize now.
Well, you're not.
No.
Well, what are you giving away?
Listen, I'm not that nice. I can't be giving away things all the time.
My goodness, I thought I was winning something here.
Oh, listen, I do have something. I do have something here. Charlie Van Dyke, you want him?
Sure, I'll take Charlie Van Dyke.
What will you do with the Charlie Van Dyke?
I don't know.
He makes a great placemat, you know.
Okay, good.
Okay, we'll send him over right away.
You don't even know where I'm at.
Give him a phone.
You can pick him up. He's at COD, okay?
COD.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
KHJ. Say it and win. Here's how. Remember the name Connie Vollmer of Tahunga? Right, Connie was the first Say It and Win cash winner. Connie got $25,000. When we called Connie, we asked her, what's your favorite radio station? Connie said, KHJ. That's all she had to do. Now, we're at it again. Calling all around Southern California. When your phone rings, let it be a reminder. If it's KHJ calling, you could say it and win $25,000 cash. If you have any questions about the game, we'll send you the official rules, or you could ask Connie Vollmer. She knows all about it. Listen, your phone will ring. Then, say it and win with 93 KHJ. We'll be right back.
Jay, 19 before Charlie at 6. And it's an awfully hard thing to do this early in the morning, but you could try it anyway. You should be dancing. It's Shauna with the Bee Gees. You'll hear about living truthfully in a special lecture at Montebello Adult School. It's happening soon to help you improve the quality of your life.
Now, Mark C. Bloom, first in tires, featuring Michelin and all major tire brands.
Americans are on the move, going everywhere, and Michelin's the tire that's gonna take them there.
Michelin, it's gigantic. Get Mark C. Bloom's low, low prices on the world's finest tires, including Michelin 40,000-mile steel radials, compacts to Cadillacs, warranted and installed free of charge. Mark C. Bloom's low, low tire prices are fantastic. Also, custom ET Mag wheels, now only $24.95, size 13x5.5. Low, low prices on custom retreads and front disc brake reline, $27.88 most cars. Tune-ups, only $19.88 for four-cylinder Pinos and Vegas. Wheel alignment, $9.88 most cars. Remember, low, low tire prices from Mark C. Bloom, the world's leading tire dealer. First in tires for 52 years. Never blems or seconds.
We don't make a second best.
Now, Michelin Steel Radio is $21 plus $1 federal excise tax. Size 135.13 at Mark C. Bloom. K-H-J.
Yes, I did.
To just go down and check out the show.
HJ, I may not be a white boy, I can play the funky music, and besides, I have friends in Detroit who will hurt you if you bother me. It's Shauna doing it for you at 15 before Charlie at 6. Now it's time for this again. If you're an all-out barbecue enthusiast, you could be faced with a problem in your lifetime. A minor one, but a problem nonetheless. This time of the year, after months of outdoor cooking, you may be in a quandary as to what next for your barbecue. Well, how long has it been since you've barbecued pork chops, good thick pork chops, or a boneless pork roast, or how about a pork steak? Why do they always do this to me? They always make me eat these. It's a pork steak. There's nothing like pork for barbecuing to a deliciously tempting goodness if you keep two things in mind. One, to retain the tenderness of the pork, take off the wrapper second, cook it slowly as far as possible from the coals. And two, make sure that in the first place that the pork is from Farmer John, for heaven's sakes. No other is so flavorful. For only Farmer John is strictly fresh Eastern corn-fed pork, the only pork brought out here live and killed right here. Dressed fresh locally. All the rest has been shipped in frozen or in cold storage. So always ask for Farmer John pork by name. Then enjoy the only fresh pork ever to win a gold medal at the California State Fair. Farmer John fine products are available at your favorite markets. Well, Bob, being a highly intelligent newsman that you are, what is your opinion on the boneless pork situation?
Oh, I think it's delicious. I really do.
I need some, I think.
Well, we can have dinner at breakfast time.
Okay. What's going on this morning?
Well, next Tuesday, teachers in Los Angeles City Schools are scheduled to conduct a controversial survey for the district that will list every child by race, name, and address. And that survey has caused local Congressman Barry Goldwater Jr. to issue a strong protest.
It's the first time that a school district has ever gone further than that, and that is identifying race and name and address and sex and putting it all on a file. And this has a chilling effect upon the parents and our community.
And Congressman Goldwater called on the school district to justify that survey, saying he's had hundreds of complaints about it from concerned parents. The school district contends it needs the information for drafting an integration plan. An Oakland judge has infuriated SLA members William and Emily Harris. Alameda Superior Court Judge Ellen Lindsay yesterday named attorney Michael Valecci of Berkeley to represent Mrs. Harris and Lincoln Mintz of Oakland for Harris in their Patricia Hearst kidnap trial. The judge rejected the attorneys the Harrises wanted on grounds there are enough public defenders in Alameda County without importing more. He said if the Harrises didn't like it, they could hire private attorneys or defend themselves. One of the attorneys the Harrises wanted was Leonard Wineglass, who defended them recently in Los Angeles. Teachers in the Newhall Elementary School District yesterday held a one-day informational strike to inform the community of the serious situation they contend exists in regards to the contract negotiations for the 1976-77 school year.
We are hoping that once the community becomes informed that there will be enough information out that a settlement will be reached.
And Don Hughes of the Newhall Teachers Association says there are still 11 critical areas that have to be solved in their contract. Everything's better back at the El Rancho. That story upcoming on KHJ.
When it comes to home electronics, it's Cal Stereo.
It is the truth.
Why, what'd you do?
Well, I got a Kenwood 9400 stereo receiver and two Jensen 5000 speakers.
Oh, those new Jensen, those are fantastic. The Jensen 5000, that's a fantastic speaker, huh?
Yeah.
I got the big 15-inch woofer for rich bass.
And I don't know.
How'd the Cal Stereo price check out?
Decent.
It really? Was well, how do you know? Cheaper than what?
Pacific.
Went over there?
Yeah, I checked Pacific and a few other places around town, and it's just great.
So you decided to buy from us. Are you glad you did?
Yeah.
Would you recommend Cal Stereo to your friends?
Oh, I have.
We had our portable microphones over at Cal Stereo just the other day, and it's kind of interesting what people had to say. But why don't you find out for yourself? See the difference at Cal Stereo. Bellflower, Canoga Park, Garden Grove, Torrance, West Covina, West LA, San Bernardino, North Hollywood. Financing so easy with your good credit. We're loaded with home electronics, car stereo, CB2. So check it out. Cal Stereo for sure.
Members of the El Rancho Teachers Federation and Pico Rivera voted overwhelmingly to approve a pact which ends their four-week strike. The vote means teachers in the district will be back in their classrooms this morning. The assistant superintendent of the district, Robert Martinez, was asked if they will have to cut any programs in light of the 7% pay boost given to teachers.
We would not see any cut in programs or a dip into the reserve as such. There was also agreement on no reprisals and management rights.
The new agreement also includes the setting up of a fact-finding arrangement to determine whether there's any funds available for a further pay increase for the teachers. Federal drug enforcement officials in Los Angeles say they've stripped the upper level of several drug rings and heavily dented heroin traffic in the area. Agents say they rounded up more than 22 suspects, including two in Beverly Hills. At a Democratic Party fundraising dinner in Los Angeles last night, Jimmy Carter said President Ford made a very serious blunder when he said Eastern Europe is not dominated by the Soviet Union. Carter said Ford's statement outraged America's allies. Contrary to Ford's statement that Eastern European communist nations are autonomous, Carter said there are 300,000 Russian troops in Eastern Europe, particularly in Poland, Czechoslovakia, and Hungary. President Ford was also in Los Angeles last night, and during a fundraising dinner said that after two debates with Jimmy Carter, he still doesn't know where his Democratic opponent stands on the issues. Earlier, Ford spoke at USC, seemed pleased with the results of the latest polls.
The opinion polls have been very encouraging lately, but as I said in Kansas City a few weeks ago, the only polls that count are the polls that the American people go to on November 2nd.
While the president spoke at USC, some protest banners could be seen, and the students carrying those banners were asked just what they were all about.
My sign says, free Chilean political prisoners.
It says, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, and Poland, reacting to what the president said about Eastern Europe, about Russia not dominating Eastern Europe. I think it was a stupid mistake.
A jailhouse lawyer and best-selling author who spent 14 years on death row in New Jersey is being hunted by California authorities on charges of attempted murder and kidnapping of a woman in Chula Vista. While in prison, Edgar...